So let's review. The previous Mishnah continues. V'shleisha dvarim hoisa itzik kerem mishameshes milmata v'shleisha milmala. The marub is Jerem's corner of the Mizbech was used for six avodas, three on the lower portion of the Mizbech and three on the upper portion. As the Mishnah explains, milmata, on the lower portion of the marub is Jerem's corner, they did the following three things. Chata sa'if, they did all the avodas of a chata sa'if because the Hazar required marubis deroimus. V'hagoshes, and they did the hagosha of a carbon mincha as explained in the previous daf, based on the pasuk v'zeis teres ha-mincha, hakrav oisa b'nei aron lefnei Hashem ul p'nei ha-mizbeach. V'shiyar hadam, and they poured out the leftover blood of all karbonis chitzonius on the aside, the foundation near keren marubis deroimus, because the pasuk says, v'es kol dam ha-par yishbech al yisayda mizbeach, and as Rashi adds, Besamachloi, v'hainu yisayd deraymi, u'b'chala darme enlecho yisayd, ela ama achas, b'kerem marabas deraymis, k'damrinan oichel b'darm ama achas. The shiyarim shall be poured onto the yisayd deraymi, which was only one ama, near keren marabas deraymis. U'melmala, on the upper portion of the marabas deraymis corner, they did the following three things. Nisach hayayin v'hamayim. They poured the wine for Nisachim and the water for Nisach hamayim, because their designated sefalim bowls were located near keren marabas deraymis. And Ba'ila Sa'if Kishi Rabba B'mizrach. They did the Avodis of Ba'ila Sa'if at Marabas Deraimis when there was not enough room on the other side of the Kevish in Deraimis Mizrachas. As the Gemara explains, ideally, the Ba'ila Sa'if is brought in Deraimis Mizrachas, Mipnesha Kareva Mibes Hadeshin. As Rashi explains, the Pasuk requires that in Ba'ila Sa'if, the Mirav and Knights of the Gizzard together with the surrounding skin and feathers be thrown onto the Beis Hadeshin, which was located three Tfachim from the right side of the Kevish. Therefore, they brought the Oila Sa'if on the Saiviv, the ledge near Deraimis Mizrachas, because this was much closer to the Beis Hadeshin. But when there was not enough room on the Saiviv at Deraimis Mizrachas, they brought the Oila Sa'if on top of the Mizbech near Marabas Deraimis, and then they had to throw the Marab Anoitz a distance of more than 30 Yama to the Beis Hadeshin. The Mishnah concludes, Kol Oilin the Mizbech, Oilin Derech Yimin, Umakifin V'Yergin Derech Smol, because Kol Pina Shatapaina, Layu El Derech Yimin LeMizrach. For the majority of Avodas, the Kohanim would go up to the Mizbech on the right side of the Kevish, the ramp, and they would circle the entire Mizbech counterclockwise by going around to their right, facing the Mizbech, and they would come down on the left side of the Kevish. Chutz min ha'ayla l'gimel eilu, shayu oilin v'yardin ala okev. Aside from the above mentioned three things, the Sechayayin v'amayim v'oila sa'if, they would go up and come down on the left side of the Kevish, which leads to Mayrib, and they did not first circle the Mizbech from Mizrach, because as the Gemara explains, Nesachim shem yis'ashnu, v'oila sa'if shem etamas ba'ashen. The Nesachim might become possible from the smoke of the Maracha, and the oila sa'if might die from the smoke of the Maracha. Zakta Mishnah, Hachata sa'if ketzer hayinasis. The following was the three-part process of Hachata sa'if. First, the Kohen decapitated the bird from the neck, from the back of its neck, but it cut only one simon. And the Brisa describes how he held it. He held the bird's wings between the middle and the index finger. He held the bird's legs between the pinky and the ring finger, which was used in the kmitza. He inserted the bird's head face down between the index finger and his thumb, and he pressed his thumb into the back of its neck. He cut through only one simen, because the pasuk states, "Umalakas reishim imul reisha b'lo yavdil." And the Raisa describes this as Zu avoydah kasha, me avoydah kasha shebe mikdash. Malika was considered one of the three most difficult avoydahs in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mishnah continues, "Umazim idam al kera mizbeach." The Kohen then waved the bird toward the Mizbeach, and its blood sprayed onto the lower portion of Keren Marabas Deraimis, because the pasuk states, V'hizu midam achatas, miguf achatas. The blood must come directly from the bird and not from a kli sharis or etzba, the Kohen's finger. Then, Shiyar Adam hoi mismatza al yisait. The Kohen squeezed the bird against the Mizbeach, and its leftover blood flowed onto the foundation of the Mizbeach. And although in Oila Sa'if and Chatas Behema the dam is applied lamala on the upper portion of the Mizbech, in a Chata Sa'if the Hazah must be done lamata on the lower portion of the Mizbech, because the Pasuk states, V'hanisha berdam yimatze el yisayd ha-mizbech. After Hazah they did mitzvah and the leftover blood flowed onto the foundation. And the words el yisayd ha-mizbech teach, Kir shahashirin shaloi mismatzim li yisayd. The Hazah must be done on the bottom of the wall from which the blood flows directly onto the yisayd, because yimatze mimele mashma. The pronunciation yimatze implies that after Hazah the mitzvah happens on its own without moving the bird to another location. The Mishnah concludes, V'eilam mizbech al-adama v'kula l'kahanam. Unlike other karbonis, where some of the meat was offered on the mizbech, and the chatas ha'if, only its blood was offered on the mizbech, but all the meat was eaten by the kahanam. Zakta Mishnah, Oila sa'if ketzer nasis. The following was the process of an Oila sa'if. Ola la'kevesh ufan la'saiv, boloi l'keren deraimis mizrachas, hoyim moylik es reishim imul orpa umavdol. The Kohen walked up the Kevesh and onto the ledge in the upper portion until he reached the Dremis Mizrachis corner of the Mizbeach. And he would perform Malika by cutting through both Simonim. Umitza es dam al kira Mizbeach, not less a reish, vehikav beis Malikasi le Mizbeach, vesagafi bemelech vizarka al gabahi isha. The Kohen then removed the head and squeezed its body against the Mizbeach until its blood flowed onto the upper wall of the Mizbeach. He then pushed its head against the Mizbeach to squeeze out its blood, and then applied salt to the head and threw it onto the fire. The Kohen then tugged the body and removed the gizzard with the surrounding skin and feathers, along with the innards, and threw them down to the Beis Hadeshen on the right side of the Kevesh. The Kohen then ripped the body between the wings, but he did not sever it into two pieces, and if he did so, the korban is kosher. And Sevka b'melech v'zarka g'abayishim, he salted the body and threw it onto the fire. The Mishnah continues, Lo heiser ha'mayra v'loi ha'noitza v'ez b'nei ma'ayim ha'yitz nima v'loi sefagi b'melech kosher shinaba ma'achar shemitzah damak shera. If the Kohen did not perform the avodas that follow mitzah, such as he did not remove the mayra v'noitza and he did not salt the head or body, the korban remains kosher. However, hivdul b'chatzis will hivdul b'oil apostle. If he changed the avodas that precede mitzvah, such as in the chatzis ha'if, he cut both simonim, or in the oil ha'if, he cut only one simon, the korban is possible. And if in an oil ha'if, mitzvah is dam ha'reish, b'le mitzvah dam ha'guf, psula. If he squeezed out the blood only from the head, not from the body, the korban is possible. However, dam ha'guf, b'le mitzvah dam ha'reish, k'shera. If he squeezed out the blood only from the body, but not from the head, the korban is kosher, because as the Gemara later explains, reiv damim b'guf shchichi. Most of the blood is in the body. The Mishnah continues with various halachas which were taught earlier in the Masechta regarding karbanis behema that they apply to karbanis eif as well. Chatzas ha'if shemalka shalei lishma, mitzvah dama shalei lishma. In the chatzas ha'if, if either the malika or the mitzvah were done shalei lishma, the karban is pasal. However, oila ha'if kshera, ubevat shalei osa labayla m'shem chayva. If an oila ha'if was done shalei lishma, the karban is kasher, but the owner's obligation was not fulfilled. Echad chatzas ha'if ve'echad oila ha'if shemalakan m'shemitzah is daman, lechel davar shadarchel lechel, lahakter davar shadarchel lahakter. Regarding both Chata Sa'if and Oila Sa'if, if the Kohen performed the Malika or Mitzvah with a Machshava to either eat a Kezias of the carbon that is meant to be eaten or to burn on the Mizbech a Kezias that is meant to be offered on the Mizbech, Chutzlim Kaimai, Pasal Ve'imakaris. If this Machshava was to do this outside the carbon's designated area, the carbon is Pasal. However, one who eats from the meat of this carbon is not liable to Karis. Chutzlas Manai, Pigal V'chayavin Lov Karis. But if his Machshava was to do this after the carbon's designated time, the carbon becomes Pigal, and one who eats from this carbon, even Bizmanai, is liable to Karis. However, the karma becomes pigul only if all the other avodas were completed properly with no other psul, and the karma would otherwise be kosher. And it is only the pigul that causes it to be pasul. And the Mishnah elaborates here as in Daf Chav Test regarding ketzad karv hamatik mitzvasei, and ketzad loy karv hamatik mitzvasei.